الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. الحمد لله. With the month of Ramadan and the revelation of the Quran Sharif and all the heavenly scriptures were revealed in this month also, and a lot better expeditions, jihad expeditions also took place in the month of Ramadan. So we can see that this month is attached with Deen very, very closely. Allah Ta'ala make it that all of us every year we give the due rites of Ramadan to it. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, should in fact write letters to many ulama who were his mutaliqeen, connected to him, and who were teaching in Darul Ulooms. They were engaged in Deen the whole year, and they were practicing Deen. They are righteous, pious people. But what one sentence Hazrat should write, from what we understand, that Hazrat should say, you have allowed 11 months to go past without worrying of yourself. Now this 1 month, pay full attention to yourself. That is, while we are teaching, we pay more attention to studying, making mutala, the shuruhat, etc., all that. But of course, the righteous ulama are engaged in their ma'amulat also, the zikr, everything. What Hazrat meant was that in this month, devote it totally now towards one's islah, towards one's akhirat, towards Allah Ta'ala. And we should continuously also make dua that Allah blesses us with the sweetness and coolness of His forgiveness, of His ma'rifat and His mahabbat. That Allah Ta'ala blesses us with the sweetness and the coolness of His forgiveness, ma'rifat and muhabbat. May Allah Ta'ala bless us. So this is the month that this is what a person should strive for and endeavor. Alhamdulillah, so many brothers come here regularly, and we all try whichever way. And life is short, very short. Imam Shafi'i, Rahmatullah Ali, said that compared to the akhirat, the whole life of, the whole journey of a person, and a person's life really starts from the time Allah created the ruh, the soul. From there his journey had started. And this is one short period, which is not even a moment really, compared to this whole journey, which starts from the time Allah created the ruh, and which is now perpetual, eternal, forever and ever. There is no end to it whatsoever. It's going to carry on. May Allah grant us all jannat, and we have the enjoyments of jannat forever. May Allah save us all, save whole of humanity, jinn, from jahannam. We're there if unfortunately and a person is perpetually there. Allah protect us. And what we hear from Maut Ki Yaad and Shauqe Watan, we should all take cognizance and pay attention to this. May Allah Ta'ala make it. So with regard to our rozas that we keep, we have discussed that we keep rozas of the eyes also, rozas of the tongue also, rozas of the ears also, rozas of the stomach also, and that is also very, very important to see, as we heard now, that what we eat, etc., what food we eat, very, very important to pay attention to that. Unfortunately, in that, what we said, that things that we have to be doing, how much are we doing that? In that is to see what we are eating also. That is also very important that a person keeps in mind that what he is eating. And then the roza of the mind and the heart, that is particularly wasawis, particularly in that direction that a person considers. And then the other roza which ulama have written is the fear that is my ibadat accepted or not, my roza, etc. And we had explained in that, that for that a person should see that is he doing what he's supposed to be doing? And then is he doing it correctly? And then is it accepted by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala or not? And then is it preserved there? Like this morning, mashallah, in the tafsir, that one side is man ja'a bil hasanati. It's not just the man amila al hasana, a person who did a good deed, but who came with it. And this has to be that day of Qiyamah, we come with it. And the other side is also a very encouraging, when woman ja'a bi sayyati, a person who comes with his guna. If he has committed gunas and he made tawbah sincerely and now they are all deleted. Like on the phone, many things you can just delete. It's there and you delete it. So the gunas also can be deleted. And it is a matter of tawbah istighfar. And this is the month of tawbah and istighfar also. Inshallah, those cards were given. La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'alullah jannah. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. But consider for ourselves, are we reading it or not? We should, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam encouraged us to read it in abundance. La ilaha, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, two of the things are which you cannot do without, and the two which are for your benefit. La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'alullah al-jannah, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. These are all, and in fact, Mufti Ibrahim Sariji Sahib, the Ahmad Barakatum of Isipingo Beach, Maulana Hussein's brother, he says that between the four, the tarwiha, when we sit for a little while, read this dua, Allahumma innaka afuun, tuhibbul afwa, fa'afu anna, or fa'afu anni, whatever, we can read that dua. So we should try and be reading those duas also. And all other things also, what we are taught, are we doing them or not? We should be checking. So for that, for the acceptance of our amal, yesterday we had a few duas, and we explained also that these are not anything like faraz or sunnah. They are just, we just put together. And it is up to an individual that if he wishes to, he reads it. If he doesn't wish to, no problem. And give preference always to Quranic du'as and du'as of the hadith. And also, munajati maqbool. We try and read that also. Daily, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We take out some time to read that also. So the du'as that we had mentioned, one was, jitna bidhatin muzjatin, فَأُفِيلًا الْكَيْلِ وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا. That whatever we have come with, O Allah, what we are presenting our amal, it is of very inferior quality. It is like nothing. And the dua, which is also that, اللَّهُمَّ تَفَضَّلْ عَلَيْنَا بِفُنُونِ الْأَعْلَى. O Allah, make fadl. And fadl is that kindness, that mercy, that gift of Allah, which we are not worthy of in any way. So give that to us, تَفَضَّلْ عَلَيْنَا بِفُنُونِ الْأَعْلَى. What funun, a funun, the types, the different types. And that is, according to Arabic grammar, jama, plural. What many, many types of ala, ni'mats of yours. Shower your ni'mats upon us. Many, many ni'mats. Ma'a istihqaqina. In spite of the fact that we are actually worthy of bi'afaneenil iqab. Afaneen is muntahal jumu, the very big plural. And iqab, punishment. We are really entitled. We are deserving. Really, we deserve Allah make ma'a, but we deserve jahannam. What we are. But we ask Allah for and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, when you ask Jannatul Firdaus. If we see our namaz, what quality it is. If we see our la ilaha illallah, how much have we got that yaqeen in la ilaha illallah? We read it like parrot fashion, but how much of our yaqeen, those people who have got that yaqeen, and those of the Anbiya, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, we cannot imagine or measure ourselves, the Sahaba radiyallahu anhu, the great buzurgs. And in fact, in our time, we really admire and envy those people who have got how much of yaqeen they have got. Even in this time, that what they look at is the command of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, their own inconvenience, their own things, they don't bother about it. For them, it is akhirat, not dunya at all. For them, it is Allah, not our nafs and our desires, must please Allah. For them is the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Like that Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when they were about to execute him, and they said that, and they were torturing him, they said that perhaps you will wish that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could be in your place now, and you could be free. So he said, I wouldn't even wish a thorn to prick my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So Allah ta'ala give us that. And that is what we have to try for, make dua and work towards to get that qualities within us, that for deen. Otherwise we are really speaking, of course, al-mar'u yaqisu ala nafsihi, speaking of my own case, we are just worried of our comfort, our ease. We make our ibadat, we try what we can do. But these people who have got the reality of la ilaha illallah, the reality of iman, it is something completely different. So anyway, that is one dua to be read. Another, jazallahu anna sayyidana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. By durood sharif, as-salatu ala al-nabi mustajabun qat. It is durood is accepted, and what it is read, on what it is read, that is also accepted. It is like, just to give an example, if you are stuck somewhere and somebody comes and tows you, and now they just pull you, now you don't have to do anything. Like that, durood sharif is like a tow truck. It just pulls you and into acceptance. You don't have to do anything then. Everything is done for you. So durood sharif, Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Any durood, this durood, jazallahu anna sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu, or any other durood also. Then Rabbana taqabbal minna, taqabbal, our Shaykh taught us, is from Bab Tafa'ul, that is in which there is the khasiyat of takalluf, that it is not worthy of acceptance. But you, in your mercy and your kindness, you accept it. Innaka anta sami'ul alim wa tub alina. And oh Allah, forgive us. You accept it also, and you give us, and Allah gives the tawfiq of tawbah as well. Then when we have that, make tawbah also, we ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. وتوب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. Then inshallah that ni'mat will remain with a person, or whichever ni'mat, on the ni'mat of Allah a person reads this dua, inshallah by the barakat of this dua that ni'mat will remain with a person. ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات. In that, inshallah, in that bihi, in there is the whole secret, that whatever was done, whatever was achieved, a person made taraweeh, performed taraweeh, and very nice he read, everyone praising him, everything, whatever a person had done. But it is the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever, just ascribe it fully to Allah Ta'ala, that it is, main aaya nahi, main laya gaya hoon. I haven't come, I've been brought. Main samjha nahi, main samjhaya gaya hoon. I haven't understood, I've been made to understand. So ascribe it always to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And in fact it comes that when a person says, oh Allah, it's only you, then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, but my banda, you also made effort, you also did. And when a person says, I did it, I achieved this, then Allah said, could you have ever done it without my tawfiq? If I would not have permitted it, if I would not have allowed it, could it ever have happened? It couldn't happen. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي بِنَعْمَتِهِ تَتِمُّ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Then we were discussing this dua, the kafara majlis. That when a majlis is complete, and that is any majlis which is completed, Allah give us tawfiq. Today we have made it exclusive for kitab ta'aleem. That after the ta'aleem we read Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. So that is not only for after kitab reading, but really after any majlis a person should just read it. And all this, like the dua when we enter the masjid, it's not to lift up your hands and to like read it out loudly or something. Just like by the way, as you are walking in, walking out, you just read it. You start your wudu, you don't like make a jalsa and call the people that now you are going to be reading the du'as. It's just by the way. So this also just in the strain it should be. And on that I remember that Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion there was a tablighi ijtima in Saharanpur, long ago. So there Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali saw Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Kandilvi. He was present, Hazrat Mawlana Inamul Hassan Sahib. So I think it was Hazrat Mawlana Hussain Ahmed Madani Rahmatullah Ali was also present. He said, "Here are two boys," and he told Hazrat Shaykh, "You have got two girls, daughters in your house. It's a perfect match. They can get married. It's made in heaven, a match that is made in heaven, a perfect match." So Hazrat Shaykh agreed. And there and then they made the nikah. Hazrat Shaykh was the wali, the father, and he, as a father, you don't need the permission of your daughter. And the daughter has got the right when she comes to know, she can decline. She has the right to decline also. But anyway, what I want to explain is that when Hazrat Shaykh went and tell them at home that they are married now and everything, and the wadaigi, they should be now sent to their husbands. So the mother, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's mother, wife, she said, but they haven't got clothes. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, what were they walking around without clothes all these days? Just the clothes they got, those are sufficient. But for us, the trousseau is a big, big story, very big story, to prepare all the clothing, etc. And for the first 1-2 days, perhaps, morning clothes are different, afternoon, nights are different, all that. But over there, it was just like in the stride. It wasn't any big issue. And there was no big, even Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's nikah that he made. Some were made on Safar also. And some were made where Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam asked the Sahaba, whatever you got, bring it, we put it all together and we eat it as walima. So it was just like that, just in the stride. So these du'as also should be just like that. It should be just part of our life. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. So this du'a, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. That du'a, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that towards the latter part of his life, that I see you are making this dua also now every time, which was not before. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained then that by the barakat of this dua, it is kafara and majlis. Whatever little omissions and errors were made in the majlis, perhaps a little bit some ghibat took place. Salayani, or just on assumption, a person told something, whatever it is, then it is kafara for that. So how fortunate aren't we that we have been taught that dua also. And also from there we should, one brother brought it to my attention and he said we should include that dua also, that Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam. وَاسْتَغْفِرُكَ لِمَا لَا عَالَمْ. Oh Allah Ta'ala, I seek forgiveness from you of اللَّهُمَ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ أَنْ أُشْرِكَ بِكَ, to make shirk with you. When I know about it, this year refers to the minor shirk, then that is riya, to do things for show, for name and fame. Our Shaykh Allah Jazahum Allah Khair, he taught us and he told that perhaps like as an alim, you studied for about 6 years the alim course. Before that, your maktab, maybe 7 years you studied. And then you did some hifz and you did some qiraat, maybe 20 years. Maybe another 40, 50 years you teach. But if there wasn't sincerity, all that is down the drain. And a simple way to get that sincerity which Hazrat taught, this is a riwayat of Kanzul Ummal, the Hadith Kitab, Kanzul Ummal, that a person who reads this dua, on one occasion, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam told the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, that if it is a pitch black night, dark, no moon, the first of the month, the 30th of the month, or 29th, when it is completely dark, and somewhere far away from the cities and where the city lights, nothing, it's dark, 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 and there's a pitch black rock, stone, and a pitch black ant, and it's walking on that stone. Nobody sees it also, or nobody hears its movement also. It is so quiet, more stealthier, more secretly, more privately than that, riya enters into the heart of a person, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, and they don't even know about it. If riya came into a person, and he's thinking, what I'm doing is with sincerity, but riya came in, so Allah, our Shaykh usually says that at this juncture, that Allah rewards Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, oh Allah's Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that case, all of us will be destroyed, that we don't even know that riya came into us. So then, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, let me teach you one dua, that if you will read that dua, all types of riya, you will be saved from it. The little of it, the lot of it, the secret of it, the public of it, the hidden, every aspect of riya, you will be saved. So we all should try and always, at least once a day, try and read that dua also. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. It is very similar to the fifth kalima that we read. It is much more shorter. So Allah give us tawfiq. So anyway, this kafara, so we don't know what may be in our lives. So if we read this, the dua of kafara of majlis, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will save us from all errors, omissions, whatever mistakes we have made. And together with that, Hazrat Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, it puts a seal on that amal. And now that amal will be exclusive for you. On the day of Qiyamah, like for example, like cutting the ribbon. There is a building, we don't do it, alhamdulillah, but the ways of the people, a new building, or whatever it is. And then when it's all ready, then some honorary person comes and he cuts the ribbon. And then now it is open. So that amal of yours will be closed for you. It will be only for you. And in this, another little bit explanation, that in this world also, that if a person becomes insolvent, bankrupt, then there are certain assets of his that they don't touch. They leave them alone. So like that, if the people will come and claim their rights over you on Qiyamah's day, you swore at me, you backbited about me, you owed me money, whatever it is, but on which this dua was read, that will remain for him. That won't go away. That will remain for him. So a simple dua, which we are taught when in Jamaat, or everyday kitab reading takes place in the masjid, and after that the dua is read, but we should try and read it, not only at that time, but try and read it, and just in the stride, just like by nature, we have completed our any amal, سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. And there are other versions also of this, but this is the most popular and common version that we normally read. So by that, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will preserve that amal of ours also. Any errors, omissions that were made, they will be also fulfilled. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of that dua also. Then one more dua that we have been taught, Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun wa Salamun Adal Mursaneen walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. By reading this dua, it comes in the riwayat that the small, it can be the smallest of amal. But when it will be brought, and you read this dua on that, on Qiyamah's day, the scale that will be there, the normal scale, won't be sufficient. A big scale will have to be brought, because that amal, this dua amplifies that small dua, that small amal, the sawab, it makes it very big. So that is what we do a small, for example, just picking up some dirt from the masjid, something. Pick it up, put it in your pocket, put it in a dustbin, and you read this, and in the way, just in your stride, you read this dua also. That small amal, like insignificant amal, but it will be so big on the day of Qiyamah that a very big scale will have to be brought to measure it. The normal scale won't be sufficient to be able, it won't be able to measure. It's so big it will be. And it's a very small dua also. And if we read that dua, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will bless us with this, that the amal will be amplified and made very big. So these are a few duas. As I said, they are not compulsory, and but they are very beneficial. And they all from our buzurgs, the teachings of our buzurgs, these duas are. And like that, there are many other duas also. And a person, of course, can't make all the duas. So he sees everyone, and that is why also a person has a share. Like, for example, if you go into a chemist, and there are vitamin tablets, there are so many vitamin tablets, and if you go and buy on your own, you won't know which one to buy and how many you're going to buy. And everyone is advertised, and many are advertised, if this is good for everything. And what is good for everything, normally good for nothing. The way it is advertised, that it's good for this, and it's good for that, and it's good for that also. It is advertised like that. And we, how much you're going to buy, and how much tablets you're going to have. How many vitamin tablets? Like, little instance, that in a restaurant, a lady saw a young man, and he ate no food. He was only having vitamin tablets. So the vitamins are going to, like, give him all his vitamins. He doesn't need food. Whereas, the actual thing, what we require is food. And one good saying, that eat your food as medicine. Eat your food as medicine. Then the day won't come when you'll have to take your food, your medicine as food. Like some people, old people, 20, 30 tablets they have to take. Now you are just living on tablets now. But if you eat your food as medicine, that is the right food. The food that you won't become a diabetic. Everything is by the will of Allah. But as far as asbab is are concerned, you won't have high blood, etc. If you eat the right food, and if you eat junk food, you become a junkie. That is what you become if you eat the wrong foods and all the wrong things. A lot of sweets, a lot of salty foods, etc. So all these things, they eat the right things. And then, inshallah, a person. So these du'as, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq regularly to read these du'as also on our own, in our way. And with also keeping in mind that whatever ma'amulat they are, the superior is the Quran Sharif and the Hadith Sharif. And the great buzurgs, what they have prescribed. Otherwise, then whatever else also we can do, we should try and do. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and try and make our islah during these few days that which are left now. And two asharas are finished almost. The last ashara is left. And we don't know if we'll see even the last ashara and how it will be. Next year is still very, very far. So Allah Ta'ala make it easy. Fortunate are those people who have spent how many Ramadans in the correct way. And Laylatul Qadr, they found every year they found it. Hadrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes also that a person who is constantly in ibadat, he will be able to make out Laylatul Qadr. He will see, feel the difference there. But a person who is only making ibadat on Laylatul Qadr, as Buzurgs have written, that how unfortunate are those people who only meet Allah in Ramadan. And the rest of the year they don't meet Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. So now is the time for du'as also. Let us engage ourselves in du'as, tilawat of Quran Sharif, whatever we want to, let us try and engage ourselves. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah.